right now, it's time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It is WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30. That would be now during the Aaron Keck Show. Presented, as always, by PTA Thrift Shop and the Youth Works on Main Collaborative, the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits, including Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and more. And we are joined now by WCHL's own Aaron A.J. Johnson and Dakota Moyer to help us out with Kids Q today. Guys, how you doing?
Doing well.
I'm okay.
Great. This is a good way to get started.
It is.
It's kind of hard to get amped up on a day like this. I'm staring out the window at this cloudy.
Days like this.
Yeah, right?
Three straight days like this.
Has it only been three? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah. It's just been dreary.
Dreary,
at least it's
cloudy,
not raining.
Cold. Right now,
like
it's
the last
not
two
right
days.
Now. Yeah.
Like Monday and Tuesday were just miserable.
Monday and Tuesday were miserable. Yesterday, or today it's raining in places. It's just not raining here.
Yeah.
Which is really where it's important.
Exactly.
This is where I am.
Where you are is where it's not raining.
Exactly.
All right. Everyone ready for Kids Q?
Yes, we are.
All right. Here is today's question. Everyone get around the radio. This is for all. I like this question. What is the nicest thing anyone has ever said to you?
Hmm.
Within reason.
Oh,
within
boy.
Reason.
Well, yeah, no, I'm just, there's so many.
The nicest thing anybody's ever said to me.
This is a hard question. I think it's easier for people to answer what is the worst thing anyone has ever said to you. Because unfortunately, humans being what we are, the bad stuff sticks with us more than the good stuff. But we should remember the good stuff from time to time.
I feel like the easiest answer is someone saying, I love you.
Right.
But that's
that's boring
that,
and dull. Yeah, no, God.
It's boring.
That's a dime a dozen.
Yeah, get that all the time.
Okay, so I've got three answers that came up to mind immediately. The first one is at my wedding earlier this year. I think Brad's vows have to be.
Those were good.
Those were real good. Right?
Those were there were some tears.
Yes.
Weren't coming from me.
Right.
But there were some tears.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, great. Now any answer I have is not going to be as good.
I know.
As that
right.
One.
That's why I went first. So I'll bring it down a little bit. I did have one person tell me, and I think they meant it as a criticism, but I'm going to take it as a compliment that I don't sound enough like NPR when I'm on the air.
That's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
I think that's a good thing. But the best compliment I ever got, I think, or certainly the most memorable compliment I ever got, someone once told me that I have really grabbable elbows.
That's I don't really know.
Why?
I don't know. It was.
Had they tried to grab your elbow and found it was somehow easier to grab yours than other people's?
It made sense in context to the subject. I don't know what the context was. It was a long time ago, and they said this, and I'm like, that is a very weirdly specific compliment that I'm probably going to remember for the
grabbable
rest of my life.
Elbows.
And I was
like a wrestling thing.
Who knew that was a thing?
Very, very difficult because basically what it means is I have fatty elbows. Because you can
Oh, okay.
That's the less nice way of putting it.
I thought they just meant your elbow fit very nicely and ergonomically into someone's hand.
No,
as they
it basically
to...
just meant that I have fatty elbows.
Okay,
is what it meant. But they're not wrong. I mean, I do. I guess.
Hey, they're your elbows, man.
Yeah,
rock them while you
I
got
was
them.
Like, you mean that as a compliment? She said, "Yes, I do." And I said, "All right,
awesome.
I'm going to remember that for
cool.
a while." Yeah. So that's
so
my answer.
Attractive elbows.
Yes.
You have attractive elbows
to some people.
I have to say one of the nicer things that I've ever heard. And this was I was very young and just started working in radio professionally, not college, which that doesn't count. You hear a lot of nice things in college when you're on radio because they don't want you dropping out and not giving them money anymore. So one of the nice things I heard was the person who at the time was my boss/supervisor told me how much that she had noticed that I've been working hard even when I messed up. I didn't, that didn't bother me. I came back and kept working hard. So that was actually one of the nicer things as somebody who was very new in what they decided that their career was going to be to hear from a supervisor that they noticed that you were putting a lot of effort
forward.
Awesome. It's always nice to be noticed and recognized.
Yeah. You said boss/supervisor. What's the difference?
I don't know. I can't remember
what
her title was.
All right.
Okay, well, my
Dakota?
Answer isn't as, thoughtful or sentimental, but
this
I was...
should
the,
be good.
You
I
had
the dentist,
a lot more time
Yeah, we gave you plenty of time.
I was at the dentist one time, and the dentist said I had good teeth, which, on the one hand, this guy looks at teeth all day, and so he said to point out that I had good teeth must have meant that I had spectacular teeth.
On I get that hand, from my dentist all the time. You only ever got that once.
I was going to say, he probably says that to everybody who comes in there, so I don't really know how much of a compliment I can take.
Did you stay with that dentist? Like, have you gone back to that dentist multiple times?
Well, it was before I moved, but yeah, I went to him all the time. So,
oh, okay. So that was like the first time that you had
gone. It was also a ploy of like keeping me with his
business. Probably, yeah.
So,
okay.
You know.
Took it hook, line, and sinker, kept coming back and giving him more money.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Hey, he gave me a compliment. It was the nicest thing anybody's ever said to me.
That you had nice teeth.
That I had nice teeth.
Smile.
Whew.
You actually do have nice teeth.
Yeah. See, look, there is.
I have. I am in no way an expert on teeth.
People just.
They
people
seem
just
fine.
Keep saying it to me.
Yes. Well, I guess maybe you should start fishing for slightly better compliments. That's
Thank
all
you.
I'm saying.
That's the nicest thing anybody has ever said to me.
Today. Yeah. And tied for first overall. Hey, if you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question. Ask your kids this question. See where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter and tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at YouthWorks on Main, works with an X, and use the hashtag KidsQ. Dakota, AJ, thank you so much.
Thank you.